Greet you all, brothers and sisters, in the wonderful name of our precious Lord and Christ, Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you all for your prayers and encouragement. May the good Lord bless you all. Continue remembering me in prayers. I want us to read a scripture. I'll be telling you a story about animals. See how we can relate it to our Christian life. We'll read in Proverbs. There is a story I want to share. This story is about the tortoise. Now, you know, the tortoise and animals in the jungle, at one point, they realized that there was danger. Now, we know the tortoise has got a shell or something that it uses to protect itself from danger. And all these animals, when they saw that there was fire in the forest, that was the danger, they started running. Now, the tortoise in its nature runs slow. So the forest or the jungle is on fire. Different animals went in different places, trying to secure their lives. And the tortoise was being mocked, laughed at. You will not make it. You will die. You are slow. But the tortoise knew to say, surely, if I was to run to that house where all animals are running to, I will not be able to make it, because that house as well will be destroyed by fire. Now, these own animals did not see that they were running into a place of safety that was known as shelter built by man. But the tortoise had already seen to say, actually, the place which they were running to was surrounded by grass thatch, and fire was running toward that place. So the tortoise made a decision to stop running and just hide under its shell. Glory be to God. The fire went, touched the grass where the shelter was, which was built by man. And that shelter caught fire, and all the animals which were there died. Well, with time, that fire went off, and the tortoise chose to come out. And it saw that all its friend perished, but it stood. Blessed be the name of the Lord, brothers and sisters. We are in this world, and this world is in trouble. In this world, there's pain. There is fire that is sweeping this world. And life, we live it in different ways, just like animals represent different kinds of characters of people. You see, brothers and sisters, others, they are choosing to put their life in their jobs as a place of safety. Others are choosing to put their life in their marriages as a place of safety. Others, they think their finances is their place of safety. But all these things that man has made, they've been stripped away with fire. But there's only one hiding place that cannot be swept. Yes, there's only one hiding place, only one hiding place that cannot be destroyed. Surely the scriptures tells us, if a man builds a house And it's not the Lord that is building. They build in vain. They labor in vain. Look at these brothers and sisters. We are all in this world which is going through tribulation. The Lord says, in this world we are going to have tribulation. Sure indeed. And he assured us that he's going to give us peace, not like the way the world can give us. See? In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, scripture says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Now, let us look at the life of a tortoise and liken it unto the life of a believer. You see, the tortoise, in its nature, moves slow. The tortoise has got a shell upon its life, which is part of its life. Once you remove the shell, it means you are killing the tortoise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see? That is one. They are one. You can't separate them. That is your life and my life, brothers and sisters. To be separated from Christ Jesus, we are dead. We are gone. Because the spirit of Christ in us, it is our protection. Because it's part and parcel of our life. And that is where we should hide. In times of trouble, let us be like the tortoise, remembering that we have got a shell upon our life, which is the name of the Lord. It is our protection. It is our shield in times of danger. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Why? Because you are part and parcel of Christ Jesus. Just like the shell on the tortoise, it is part and parcel of the life of the tortoise. You separate them, you kill it. See, brothers and sisters, that is our place of safety. Man can put trust in money and think it's a place of safety, but both they don't give true joy. At some point, they'll fail you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, the place of safety is the name of our Lord, the tower, which should be part and parcel of our life. It has to be part of our life. We have to be one with Christ Jesus. But look at these animals. They chose to put their trust in a shelter built by man, which was surrounded by grass, and it was destroyed. See? Your faith and my faith should be put in the shield that has been given unto us, and our shield is the name of the Lord. The spirit of Christ, we call the Holy Ghost in us, should be part and parcel of our life. We should be one with it. Then we are safe. The Lord will protect us. He is the provider. He is the comforter. Why? He is part and parcel of our life. He has to prove his word. He has to back his word. He has to fulfill his word. We are moving according to his will. Whichever direction the tortoise's leg will move to, that is where the shell is moving to as well. See? Because they are one. They are moving together. They are moving at the same pace. Glory be to God. That's how we should be, brothers and sisters, with the Spirit of Christ. The world can discourage you, but know that you've got a hiding place, and that hiding place is part of your life. That is where you should put your trust. Be at peace. Just like a tortoise was at peace. It was not troubled. It knew. I may not run like these other animals. I may not prosper like these other animals. But I have a safety place in my life. I have a shielding upon my life. This world is in the hands of the devil. Just like the book of Matthew tells us. Hallelujah. It's in the hands of the devil. So the devil tries by all means to destroy those that believe in the Lord Jesus. But we have the place of safety. The Lord tells us in his word that all these things of the world will pass away, but his word shall stand. See? Abide in me and I abide in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that whatsoever you shall ask in his name, the name of the Lord, he shall grant it unto us. Why? We are one with him. Glory be to God. So brothers and sisters, we should not forget that we are one with Christ. He's upon us to protect us. He's with us to lead us. He's with us to guide us. No matter the fire that may try to sweep us over, we know we have a place of safety. No matter the storms that may try to blow us away, we know we have our anchor. We'll stand. The fire will pass away. The storms, they'll go, but we'll stand. Because we have got a place of safety that was given unto us. And that place of safety, it is part of our life. That's Christ Jesus. Just like we see in this story that I've shared of the tortoise. The shell, it is part of the life of the tortoise. Let me give you another scenario of a pig. Now, I know it's Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Peter talks about people who are going back to the things of the world. But I don't want to look at a pig in that way. I want to look at the advantages of the pig, the sower, wallowing into the mire. One of the advantages of the pig or sower wallowing into the mire is that the mire protects it from insects so that it cannot be bitten to get sick. Another reason is that it protects itself from the sun because its skin is too soft so that it cannot have cracks. See? Glory be to God. That's the name of our Lord. That's our protection. So that evil spirits cannot attack us. We should not give room to the devil. We should not have cracks in our lives which he can use to penetrate and make us fall. So we need to be covered because that should be part of our life in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him be our shield. Let him be our protector in everything that we do. Let us be led by the Spirit of God. Why? Because we are one with his Spirit. So let us move according to his will. Do not be worried that some people have gone ahead of you. Move at the pace at which the Lord has allowed you. You may not know that they may be running to a place of danger. They may be running into a place that there will be no protection. But you have the shield, the protection. So rejoice and glorify the name of the Lord in everything. Let us be hidden under the name of the Lord. In Christ Jesus, may the good Lord bless you all. Shalom.